Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about a new multi-million pound investment into the UK's future combat aircraft.
That's right, Daniel. The Ministry of Defence has awarded a contract extension worth £656 million to Bay Systems.
Wow, that is a significant investment. So what exactly will this funding be used for, Emma?
Well, the funding will build on the groundbreaking science, research and engineering already completed under the first phase of the contract.
I see, so the UK Tempest partners, which include Bay Systems, Leonardo UK, MBDA UK and Rolls-Royce, will be progressing the maturity of more than 60 cutting-edge technology demonstrations, digital concepts and new technologies.
Exactly, and these technologies are critical to the UK's sovereign defence capability.
And they will also help shape the final requirements for the Combat Air Platform, along with the Global Combat Air Programme partners in Japan and Italy.
Right, and the aircraft is designed to be an innovative stealth fighter with supersonic capability.
That sounds amazing. What kind of technologies will it be equipped with?
It will be equipped with state-of-the-art sensing and protection capabilities.
So it will be one of the world's most advanced, interoperable, adaptable and connected fighter jets in service.
Yes, and it will deliver battle-winning next-generation weapons to protect the UK and its allies.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, the UK Secretary of State for Defence, Ben Wallace, said that the next tranche of funding for future combat air will help fuse the combined technologies and expertise we have with our international partners to deliver this world-leading fighter jet by 2035.
And the UK MOD Director Future Combat Air, Richard Berthon, said that the UK is committed to working with international partners to deliver a next-generation fighter jet for 2035.
He also mentioned that we are facing a growing threat from our adversaries, who are investing in combat air and air defences of their own.
So by investing in GCAP, we will stay ahead of these intensifying and proliferating threats and provide a highly credible deterrent capability for decades to come.
That's right, and Herman Cleason, Managing Director, Future Combat Air Systems at Bay Systems, said that this contract reflects the continued commitment by the UK government.
And it ensures we continue to mature this significant programme and the vital technology pipeline that will drive innovation into and beyond the combat air sector for decades to come.
This important work is at the core of the newly created Global Combat Air Programme,
which is a major international partnership and ambitious endeavour between the UK, Japan and Italy, with the shared goal to deliver the next generation of combat air fighter jets.
The GCAP builds on the substantial progress already made in the UK by Bay Systems, Leonardo UK, MBDA UK, Rolls-Royce and the UK MOD,
who have been working in partnership since 2018 to research, evaluate and develop a host of next-generation future combat air systems capabilities.
The programme will span many decades,
creating thousands of jobs and economic value to the UK, Italy and Japan, while sustaining critical sovereign skills for the three nations.
There are already more than 2,800 people working at the UK partners and wider industry,
with almost 600 organisations on contract, including SMEs and academic institutions.
Across UK industry, work on this programme is driving investment in new digital technologies, tools and techniques,
including model-based systems engineering with open architectures, digital twins and virtual environments.
This will ensure the next generation combat aircraft will be delivered more rapidly and more cost-effectively than previous combat air programs.
That's quite the undertaking.
Indeed, and it's inspiring current and future generations to play their part in this vital international endeavour.
Well, Emma, that's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for joining us on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
We'll be back next time with more updates from the aerospace industry.
Until then, stay informed and stay connected.